But let me just go on a little bit here.
Yeah, go ahead. When I get talking, I can... You know, when the war ended, for 30 years, I had completely forgotten until the reunion. Then it was like, all of a sudden, you come out of a stupor. Like you were, what do you call it, comatose dead.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, you came back to life. Oh, everything started coming back together. That's my wife. I never even talked about the war until all of a sudden, the reunion. Then you meet this guy, and oh, my God, what happened to this guy? All of a sudden, the whole thing floods back, and you put all these little microbes back together. When you get together with the unit, with your own buddies, and you go back over everything, then you open up, see? And everything seems to come back together. This guy saw that, and he saw that, and you didn't see it, see? So now you say, oh, he was killed there. I didn't know that. I thought he was taken prisoner. No, no, he was killed in that farmhouse or something. So then the things come together. You know what happened to each guy. Because you can't see the whole thing. You can only see so far. What's going on in the next block over here, I don't know.
My experience or my contact with this period is movies like the older movies, like the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah, some of them are so stupid, it's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of them
seem... always remember, some of these movies are made by people that they never themselves saw combat. So they rely on people who give them the input who don't really know what they're talking about. Some of them do, but then they conflict each other, you know? The only way you can get a true story, and let's say every man wants to write a book or make a picture. The only way he can do it is to go, like you are now, to a reunion where the guy's individual companies are in there and they're reminiscing over everything. Now he gets an input because these guys cannot lie to each other. You know, like I say, the one guy there, I can't think of his name, but knocking out the tank with the bazooka, that was Patchell. This other guy being, while they questioned, yeah, well, where's the bazooka man? He knocked out the tank. Yeah, you know, he's going to say, yeah, sure. He's not going to say, I couldn't find my bazooka. Hattie, that's his name, Hattie. So I says, Hattie, remember that guy? He turned white. Then I met McClure. I told you, remember that night, that so-and-so? Yeah.
Now you said that the four of you from the same company, all four of you were in tears. You know what?
I remember when we met the first reunion.
Uh-huh.
You hadn't seen these guys in 30 years, whatever it was, 1976 or how many years is that? You know? So went to Chicago there, met Smitty, I met Krause. He come over, he said, Bogies, I thought you died in Normandy, because then he was wounded later on. You know, it's unbelievable. Then from there we start piecing together. I got cards where I had names and addresses, and we start piecing this guy. And I got, before you know it, start rounding up, and then the reunion grew and grew until we got quite a few fellas in it. So every year we have a reunion. And the last one was down in New Orleans. The next one will be down in Benning, Georgia. Well, that'll be in September.
Uh-huh.
We're going in June to Normandy. That'll be the last hurrah.
Uh-huh.
Normandy, that's it. I go there more, pay tribute, visit all the graves, you know, the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
In Belgium. And a few of us. I don't know how many men from my company are going. Some of them can't afford it. Some of them, they're too old now, you know. A lot of them died. We just lost, I think it was 11 men. Since the last newsletter. Yeah, I lost to Cottrell. He just died a while ago. He was communications sergeant. He stayed in. Stayed in for 30 years, and he was a command sergeant major. As high as you can go in the non-ranks. He refused a commission. And things used to go out, play cards with all the generals and stuff at night. Smitty stayed in, and he came out. Quite a few of them stayed in. And this fellow from Wellington. He stayed in all that time. He's got an awful lot of decorations.
Is that DeVries?
DeVries. Uh-huh. I think he's got about six Purple Hearts and I don't know how many Silver Stars. And
is he still alive?
As far as I know,